Okay, tonight's shiur is Le'ili Nishmas, my father, Menachem Ben Yaakov, who was Nifter on Gimel Adar in Eshana Pshuta, and depending on the outcome of today's shiur, your time might be tonight. Dr. Lederach also asked us to dedicate this shiur Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, whose yahrzeit was or may have been earlier this week, yesterday. He told me the name, but I forgot it, and I assume he'd be here to remind me, so the shiur is Le'ili Nishmas as well. The neshama should have aliyah and should be melitza yosher for their descendants. The topic of tonight's shiur is which Adar is Zeriel Adar, particularly as relevant to determining time of bar mitzvah and time of yahrzeit. We'll begin with two gemaras that may or may not be relevant to this discussion, and then we'll have to come back to them later on in the shiur. Take a look at the first page of the Amar Kamos, Megillah Davav Amid Beis, towards the bottom, the famous discussion as to whether Purim is supposed to be celebrated in Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni.
Esther
Rivka Basbarach. Esther Rivka Basbarach. Okay, thank you. So the Gemara there has a machlokes whether we celebrate Purim in the Adar Hasamuch Le, or two suggestions as to whether we should celebrate it in the first Adar because of Eima Avir Nalamitzvos, or the second Adar to be Masmech Geula Ligeula. So the Gemara, at first glance, seems to be working the assumption that both Adars have the status of Adar, and we have to figure out which one does it make more sense to celebrate Purim in. Okay. Gemara number two is Nedar Midav Samuk Gimla Mid Aleph. The Mishnah says, Konam Yain She'eni Tom L'Shana, a person takes a neder that he's not going to have wine for a year. Nisab Roshana, then it becomes an Ibrayor. Aser Ba Ubi Ibura. Ad Rosh Chodesh. So if you just say Stam, Eini Tom L'Shana, and it becomes L'Shana Buberes, so you're Aser the entire year, including the extra month. Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, Ad Rosh Adar. If you say, I'm going to be Noder Menayayin, Ad Rosh Adar, then it's Ad Rosh Adar Harisha. If you say Ad Sof Adar Risha. So the Mishnah says that Adar Stam, if you say Rosh Adar, that means Rosh Adar Harisha. The Gemara says, Alma Stam Adar Ka'amar Rishonu. That sounds like if you say Stam Adar means Adar Rishon. Leim Asisa Rabbi Hudahi, Detanya Adar Rishon Kosev Adar Rishon. If you write a star, so in the first Adar you write Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni Kosev Adar Stam, different Beir. So it sounds like a Meir assumes that Adar Stam is the second Adar. Rabbi Huda Omer Adar Rishon Kosev Stam Adar Sheni Kosev. Tinya, and then you write Adar Sheni for Adar Sheni and Adar Rishon is Stam. So Machlok the Huda Rabbi Meir, which is the Stam Adar. The Gemara says, no, Amar Abai, if you Tamer Meir, Hadiyad did the Mabrashasa, lo yada. No, there may be a difference between when you know ahead of time that it's going to be a Shana Muberes and when you don't know. If you know ahead of time it's going to be a Shana Muberes, so then maybe you intend that Adar Sheni is Stam Adar, but if you don't know it's going to be a Shana Muberes, then Adar Rishon will be a Stam Adar. And then the Gemara has the same Shaka Matari Nama Beis in the opposite direction. So when it comes to Nadarim, on one level there's a Machlogas Tanayim, what the Stam Adar is. It could be when it comes to Nadarim, we go by Lashem and the other anyway, so that's not necessarily relevant to other discussions as to what the Halachic Adar is, and we'll have to come back to that Gemara as well. The Mechaber Paskins, next page of the Mar Makoma, Simen Nunhei, in Arachayim Se'if Yud, Im Nar Echad Nola Bekavtes Adar Rishon Bishana Muberes. So one boy is born on Kavtes Adar Rishon in an Ivrior. Vinar Achir Nolad Ba'adar Sheni Be'echad Bo. And someone else is born a day later, or 2 days later, on Aleph Adar Sheni. So the first boy is 2 days older than the second boy. Vishnas Yud Gimel Einu Muberes, but they both become Bar Mitzvah in Ashana Pshuta. Also, Shenolad beKavtes Adar Harishon. So the older boy who was born on Kavtes Adar Aleph, Sarach Lahamtim Ad Kavtes Adar Bishnas Yugimel Yos Ben Yugimel Shana. So his bar mitzvah is not going to be until Kavtes Adar that year. The Also Shenolad Achara beEchad BaAdar Sheni, the one who's 2 days younger, Yeh Ben Yugimel Shana, Kame Shigia Echad BaAdar Shel Shnas Yugimel. So the boy who was born 2 days later is going to be bar mitzvah 28 days earlier than the boy who was 2 days older than him. What's this based on? What's the source of the Mechaber? So in the back of the Sefer HaAgur, Agur was a Rishon. The back of the Sefer Agur, there's a chibur that he wrote called Sefer HaChazon. Sefer HaChazon is a list of 52 riddles. 52 Hatsaos v'chidos. Most of them are not chidushim. He just calls them from earlier sources, from Gemaras, from the Bali Tosos. So riddle number one is this then. That this case of the older, the question is, where do you have a case of a boy who was born after another boy who becomes bar mitzvah before him? And this is the answer. It's based on this line of the Augur that the Beis Yosef quotes here in Aruch Chaim Simen Nun Hey. Fascinating, a list of riddles. You can take a look in the back of the Sefer Augur. What's the source? He doesn't tell you. The Beit Yosef suggests that it's based on a Gemara in Erchin. Take a look a few couple pages later. The Gemara in Erchin, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, is talking about determining a year for the purpose of Batei Arichoma, either for redeeming one of the Batei Arichoma after a year, or maybe relevant to Nikoy Damim, if you're going to redeem it at a later year, to evaluate the relative value up to the 50-year mark. So the Gemara has a little bit towards the end of the short lines. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Memel Macher Shnei Batei Arichoma. Person sells two Batei Arichoma. Echad b'chamisha sar Bardar Rishon. The first one he sells on Tesvav Adar Aleph. Echad b'echad Bardar Sheni. The second one he sells on Aleph Adar Sheni. Zeh Shemacher LaBadar Sheni. Kevin Shigia Yom Echad b'Adar Shoshana Haba. Also Loshana. So the guy who sold it on Adar Sheni, Aleph Adar Sheni, the next year is going to be a Shana of Pshuta, and then the year is over on Aleph Adar the next year. However, Zesha Machala B'chamisha Sarshal Adar Rishon, Lo Al Salashana Achamisha Sarba Adar Shoshana Ba. So the guy who sold earlier, 15 days earlier, Tesvav Adar Rishon, his year is only going to be done, Tesvav Adar. There is only one Adar the next year in the Hashanah of Shuta. So the person who sold the house earlier is going to end up having to wait longer. The Gemara asks a kasha, and the Gemara rejects it, but that is the din. So the Beis Yosef thinks that's the source of the Agur. You have precedent in Hilchos Batei Arichoma for this riddle that an older boy is going to be bar mitzvah after the younger boy. The Mefarish on the side of the Tshuva is Ma'ariv Mincha that we're going to get to. And there's a Tshuva, the Minchas Yitzchak that talks about this. Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Wai, Chelek Vav, Simen Tes. So they're bothered by the logic here. How does that make any sense? That, okay, so you have this in by Batei Arichoma, you can figure out how to be Mechala between Batei Arichoma and Bar Mitzvah Beit, maybe. But how does it make any sense that a boy who's born later is going to be Bar Mitzvah earlier? At the very least, come the point where the younger boy is going to be bar mitzvah, it's clear that the older boy is older than him, so how could he not be bar mitzvah if the younger boy is bar mitzvah? So we try to figure out Teirusin to explain that. Don't have time to get into that now. Okay, let's go back to the Rama, and that then we started with in the Mechaber. Back to Simon Nun Hei Se'if Yud. The Rama says, "Umi shenolad be'adar v'nasa bar mitzvah b'shanasa ibor." So someone's born in an Adar Pshuta. 13 years later is a Shana Mubaris, like this year. 13 years ago is a Shana Pshuta. This year is a Shana Mubaris. Eino nasa bar mitzvah ad Adar Hasheni. Bar mitzvah is celebrated Adar Hasheni. So if you look in your calendar that just came out this week, there are no bar mitzvah scheduled this month. Happens to be the no bar mitzvah schedule last month either, but that's besides the point. If you look at all the calendars of all the shuls around the world, there are no bar mitzvah schedule this month. At least there should be. What is this based on? So the parentheses say, Tshuvas Mari Mintz. Tshuvas Mari Mintz, Simon Tess, quoted here by the Beis Yosef. What does Mari Mintz say? So you have it for you at the end of the Mar Mekamos, a fairly lengthy tshuva. I bolded the more salient punchlines. So he was asked to Shaila, someone is born in a Shana Pshuta, Bar Mitzvah is going to be in a Shana Mu'ubares. So he says, about a little more than a third of the way down on the first long page here, He quotes a Yerushalmi, Mehira Simanim, Veicher Simanim, Shlosh Hashanah Shal Basula, Tuluyim Be'ivar Achodesh Shal Shana. Then is, a girl becomes 3 years old, up to 3 years old, Basula Achodros. So what happens if it's a Shana Muberes? So the din is, it's a mitzias, it's a teva, but it's a teva that follows the Kiddush HaKodesh. That, let's say you had a girl who was violated in, who was born in Adar, violated in Adar Aleph, and then it's Abra Shana. So we would have said that she lost her Basil Moretti, but now they're Abra the Shana, so it turns out that she didn't lose her Basulim. And Basula Chozros up until Adar Sheni. So that indicates that Adar Sheni is a real Adar. So he says that's true when they're Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah, but it should be true just the same now. So just like when they're Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah, you didn't know at the beginning of the month that it's going to be an Ivrior. And they're Ma'abr L'shana, so Basula Chozos up until other bays, when she becomes 3 and other bays. So the fact that we have a calendar and we know what it's going to be doesn't make a difference. So the real Adar is Adar Beis. So says the Chuvas Ma'ari Mintz. On the next page, in the bold on the top, in Cain, Cain and the Adar Harishan Uvada Chodesh Ibor. Misvar Yeshlan Lomar Ilu Nolad Ben Nisan Uvishnas Yud Gimel Ya Ibura. There's no havamina to say other than that if a person is born in Nisan and his 12th year, the 13th year leading up to Bar Mitzvah is Hashanah Muberes, obviously his Bar Mitzvah is in Nisan, even though there were 13 months in the previous year. The ilokar is a shvav shita shahayinu omrim shahaya Bar Mitzvah ba'adar kidapirish me'ilin ola b'nisan. Achanami lo shna. V'chibish fil kriya shame shakarlo adar nachnis elias bar onshin chas v'shalom anemar nisabra shana nisabra lo. So he says, the fact that we call adar rishon is a convention. We could have just called it shvav sheni. But the real adar is adar beis. And that's when a boy is going to be a bar mitzvah in the situation where he was born in a shana pshuta and bar mitzvah in a shana muberes. That is the Ma'ari Mintz. And this is how the Mishnah Berurah explains, if you want to take a look, not read it inside, but the Mishnah Berurah, if Katan Memhei, explains the Ma'ari Mintz as along these lines, and that is what's quoted in the Ramah Lehalacha. Does anyone argue? So Pri Chadash here in Or HaChaim Nun Hei quotes a Marash HaLevi, Shuvas Marash HaLevi, Chelek Tazayin, who argues, and he says that even in this case, if the Bar Mitzvah boy is born in Hashana Pshuta, Bar Mitzvah in Hashana Buberes, he's Bar Mitzvah Adar Rishon, and the Pri Chadash rejects this. Ein Zem Bechuvar Elo Erkir Kedir Remayimins. So the Yechra Poskim, there is a minority sheet to the Marash HaLevi, but everyone else argues. Rav Shechter has a piece printed in Bikvei Yitzon Siman Beis, where he makes the following point. The Rambam tells us in the Ikari Emuna that Zos HaTorah L'Shelo Tehei Mukhlefes. So the way the Torah is given at Sinai, that's the way the Torah exists for eternity. So if that's the case, one could ask on the Ramban Ala Torah in Parshas Bo, who explains that when the Jewish people returned from Galus Bavel, they brought back with them the Babylonian names for the months. Until that point, we all identify Jewish months simply by their number. The number to Nisan. Nisan is the first month, and year is the second month, etc. And Adar is the 12th month. So only once the Galus Bavel ended, and people came back to Eretz Yisrael, they brought with them the Babylonian names, and we started to refer to Chodashim based on those names.
We did have names. Ziv, Esad, Yerach, they had names, so they...
Right, but those weren't the... those were like nicknames, but they weren't the actual halachic name of the month. So Shechter says as follows. So how could it be that changing the name could have a halachic consequence. Isn't that a violation? What's the halachic consequence? So it's Pashut, says Rav Shechter, that B'yamim Kamonim, when we count in months by numbers, then if a bar mitzvah boy would have been born in a Shana Pshuta, and bar mitzvah in a Shana Beberes, so if he's born Chodesh Adar in a Shana Pshuta, that's the 12th month. In a Shana Beberes, he would clearly be bar mitzvah in the 12th month. Because that's the only system we have for identifying months, which in our parlance would be Adar Rishon. So if he's born in the 12th month, he'll be bar mitzvah in the 12th month. Now comes along a new system of Adar, and we have the Mari Mintz, who tells us that the bar mitzvah is going to be Adar Sheni. So isn't that a violation of Zos HaTorah Lo Tehei Muchlefes? Now Agav Mari Mintz isn't working with this assumption, because it's clear in the Mari Mintz that even B'yamim Kamonim, even in the time of pre-Galus Bavel, if a Bar Mitzvah boy would have been born in Ashana Pshuta and Bar Mitzvah in Ashana Beberes, according to Mari Mintz, even there, it would have been Bar Mitzvah on the 13th month. Because that's how he explains this reality of Besula Chosros, that the last month is the actual month, and the 12th month would have been the blank month, the inserted month. Okay. But anyways, the Shechter assumes that sorry?
I mean, it's Yerushalmi. Is there a way to learn the Yerushalmi differently?
Yerushalmi is talking in the context of Besulechos Ros, which is Tevas, and maybe when we count a person's months to Bar Mitzvah, that's a different chesed. It's not a function of Teva, it's a function of he has to be born for a full year, has to be living for a full year, that's how we define the year. Mm-hmm. So Rav Shechter says as follows, one of two things. Either maybe the whole change in Chadashim is only relevant to Dinim Derabbanan, not to Dinim Deraisa. As far as the Din Deraisa is concerned, we go based on the count of the months and month 12. So as far as Dinim Deraisa would be concerned, let's say, could a Bar Mitzvah boy be Mosi and Parsha Zachar? So that even nowadays would have to be month 13. But as far as Derabbanan, so then there is a change. And that would be month 12. As far as the Rabbanans, then we go by Adar Sheni. Or maybe this is all part of the original package when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a system of months. This included the historical changes which would account for different names of months. But what seems more from the Mari Mintz, this is what Rabbi Willie points out. He has a piece in the Amor Chaim Moed, and this is a brief piece that no, it could be. Even in the pre-Galus Bavel system of months, when you had a Shana Mubaris, it's not that you had month 12 and month 13, but you had month 12A and month 12B. And either both of those are month 12s, or 12B is a real month 12, and 12A is a blank month. Because otherwise, Rav Shechter would seem to allow for the possibility, as is in the piece, that let's say someone is born in Ashana Mubaris in month 13. So before we have names of months, all we have are numbers. So if someone is born in Ashana Mubaris in month 13, and he's bar mitzvah in Ashana Pshuta, so then what's month 13? That's Nisan. So he's born in Adar Beis, and he'd be bar mitzvah in Chodesh Nisan. Which is interesting, you don't find that so much in the Svarim.
You find somebody younger than him has a bar mitzvah earlier than him.
Right, so that's in the other direction. So Rav Ozner has a tshuva. Take a look here. Should be the Mamre Kama. Tshuva is Shevet Alevi, Chelek Vav, Simen Tes, Os Aleph. Chelek Vav, Simen Tes, Os Aleph. He quotes the tshuva's Beis Shlomo. That even though we assume lahalacha, like the Mari Mintz, said in a case of someone born in a Shana Pshuta, Bar Mitzvah in a Shana Beberes, that the Bar Mitzvah is the second month, but since anyway we have a minhag to put on tefillin earlier, a month before, 2 months before, so then it's especially appropriate in that case to put on tefillin a month before, just to be kosher for the Shita, then maybe he's Bar Mitzvah the month before. But he says, he quotes the Shuvas Beis Shlomo, and he says, but maybe it shouldn't be maskal dafka exactly a month before, not to show that that's actually how we hold. And he says, if the minig in the family is not like the magen rabbi, not to put on tefillin early, but as far as this shlomo, it's appropriate to put on tefillin early in the case of the bar mitzvah boy and the shana mu'beres. Okay, what about the other case? What about a boy who was born in a shana mu'beres and bar mitzvah in a shana mu'beres? Now take a look back at the page in Shulchan Aruch with the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, Nun Hei, Sif Katan. Where is it?
Yeah, it's
the towards the end.
No, I think.
In the middle?
Yeah, there are two pages of Shulchan Aruch Nun Hei. It's on the second page.
Yeah, the top line. Mashma. The im shnasi gimel mubaras osed shenolid v'ader rishon nasa ben yugimel v'ader rishon kakas levush tzarchiyon tamish shenolid b'shana pshuta einu nasa bar mitzvah other sheni and ken gamzaf abish shenolid b'shana ibor mikamach mishdak and haisa shana pshuta and nasa ben yabez b'ader stam and ken lamalo yugimel ad shnas other sheni kachmash v'sof erchen the gemara that we saw fine, but the Magen Avraham's bottom line is that if someone is bar mitzvah in a shana mubaras, was born in a shana mubaras, so if he was born in other aleph, the bar mitzvah would be other aleph. If he's born in other bays, the bar mitzvah would be, sorry. Yeah, if he's born in other bays, the bar mitzvah would be in other bays. And that's also the position of the Mari Mintz in the Shuvah we just saw, who refers to that as sof dina kitchilas dina. That just like when he's born, he was born in other aleph. So when he's bar mitzvah in other aleph. He was born in other bays, he's bar mitzvah in other bays. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mem Gimel quotes that the achra of the achronim is against the Magen Avraham, like the Mari Mintz. Shuvas Chasim Sofer Archaim Simen Yudalid doesn't really understand the Svar of the Mari Mintz. What does that mean? Tchilas dina, sof dina ketchilas dina. It doesn't really explain it. So he says, maybe it means as follows. That zeh kishinol ibadar rishon hayudanim asolifi yosachodesh. L'kishemalu lo shloshem yom yosachodesh hayudanim asolibar kayama. So the guy who's born in Adar Rishon, once 30 days elapsed, he would be considered to be a Bar Kayama, Linyan Bechor, Linyan Avelus, Linyan if you kill him. So once we establish that he is viable at that 30-month point, so you can't have it both ways. So he's basically the real bar mitzvah should be in that first month as well. But nevertheless, the Chazon Sofer acknowledges that the Achra of the Achronim is against the Magen Avraham. Rabbi Willig actually thinks the halacha that the Magen Avraham is correct, that if a bar mitzvah boy is born in a Shana Mubaris, and is bar mitzvah in a Shana Mubaris, even if he's born in another aleph, the bar mitzvah should still be in other bays. Although Rabbi Willig had one of his grandchildren in this situation where they had to make the bar mitzvah in other aleph because of other technical arrangements, but Rabbi Willig signed that case. Anyway, Kata Mikra didn't could be most of the others in Kriyas HaTorah and get an Aliyah, so he just that he could do. He shouldn't lead a Zeman or daven for an Abin until other days. And Rabbi Feit was telling me that he had a maisa just now, the student of his, who's Yosem and Av, who's bar mitzvah this year, and they didn't realize they planned the bar mitzvah for other Rishon. He prepared the lading, so Rabbi Willig paskind that he could lay in the other Rishon already prepared it. Busha, Riyasam. Rabbi Willig told me if it was the Shvat, he would have passed in the same way. Not because of this issue, but that kind of situation where you embarrass a kid who worked so hard. In that kind of situation, so Mikra Din Akatan can be Motzi Yedei Chava. Okay, we are way running out of time, so let's go quickly. What about Yartzeit? Take a look at Taf Kuf Samaches, Siv Zayin. Kishira Yom Shemes Avivu Ima Ba'adar, Vashanamu Beres Yisanab Adar Beis, Mechaber Paskins. Yartzeit's other sheni. So just like Bar Mitzvah's other sheni, Yartzeit's other sheni. That's simple. Haga. V'yesh omrim d'is'ayin ha-berishon. Maril ha-marimintz. Imlo shemeis v'shnase ibar v'other sheni. Does no agim l'sanos v'sheni. Truma sadeshen. It's also quoted in the Ramah in Hilchas Avela, Simon Tav Beis, Sif Yud Beis. Chein ha-minug l'sanos v'rishon. And that's all the Ramah quotes there in Hilchas Avela. Niu. Yesh machmira l'sanos b'shneim. So three positions. Mechaber says Adar Sheni. Rama says Adar Rishon. And v'yesh no'agim both Adars. What's that based on? So it's the same Ari Mintz. The same Ari Mintz who says by Bar Mitzvah it's Adar Sheni, says by Yartzeit it's Adar Rishon. Why? So if you read the Ari Mintz carefully, he's saying something fascinating. That the reason, I'm trying to read it inside. But basically, the point of a Yartzeit is either Asulimi Puranusa, Kapara, or that it's a Yom Hadin for the descendants of the Nifter. So that's all based, the person is, the din of a person who passed away is Yud Beis Kodesh. So that definitely is Yud Beis Kodesh independent whether it's an Ibra or not. So if a person dies Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even if it's an Ibra or the following year, Yud Beis Kodesh is going to be other Aleph. So that's the appropriate time to observe a Yartzeit. It's 12 months later. We don't extend the period of din. And then what he seems to say is once a Yartzeit is Nikba on that day in other Aleph, so then it remains, the Yartzeit remains at that time. Why? Because it sounds like he's saying as far as the Kapara, so every year there's another element of din, and that's also at a 12-month cycle. So then you should continue observing the Yartzeit in other Aleph. Problem is, Chasson Sofer raises this. The show of the Chasson Sofer is kind of assuming this la'alacha. Chasson Sofer there, Yerdeya, or Chaim Yudalid, raises the following. So according to that, so let's say you have someone who is Niftar in Adar Beis, so then 12 months later is going to be Shvat. Sorry, someone Niftar in Adar Aleph, and 12 months later is going to be Shvat. So then he's going to keep the Yartzeit the next year in Shvat? How could that possibly be? So the Chasson Sofer tries to figure that out. Well, maybe the Mari Mintz is only talking about a case of Adar, not the case of Shvat, and then you have to figure out why, how do you know to draw that distinction? But the Mari Mintz is clearly given that reason. Interestingly, Shuvas Maril, Simon Lamed Aleph, references a Sefer Hasidim who quotes such a practice, in that case, to be Machmir, to be observe the Yartzeit both in Shvat and in Adar. So there is such a position on the books. And the Tashbeis Katan, the Beis Yosef, at the end of Simon Tuf Gimel, says, along the lines of the Sfarim Ari Mintz, he says that, in this case, the first year you observe Yartzeit on Adar Aleph, and the second from then on, you would observe the Yartzeit on Adar Beis. Fascinating. The Shuvas Maril, the Beis Yosef quotes in the Maril, Vayil quotes in the Maril, this practice of observing Yartzeit for 2 months. I'm going to go 3 minutes over. If anyone needs to go to Maril, feel free to step out. The Maril is quoting the Maril, Vayil, and Beis Yosef is saying that you observe Yartzeit both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. If you look at the Maril inside, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that in the Minhagim Maril, doesn't say it in the Lekid Yosha that quotes the Maril, and doesn't say it in the Shuvas Maril. Shuvas Maril, both Simon Lamed Aleph and Simon Kufhei Os Gimel, says, no, the Minhag is your Misana on Adar Rishon. What's his Raya? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar, and that was the other, it wasn't Adar Rishon, it was Adar Samach the Nisan, because you read the Pesukim in Yeshua, 30 days, so clearly was Adar Asamach Nisan. And yet, we're Noheg Zayin Adar in Adar Rishon, he says. Is that true? One of the Chevra Kedisha dinners this year.
If there is one.
There are definitely such things around the world. So, he's assuming that, no, Eben is Noheg Moshe Ben's Yartzeit on Adar Aleph, so obviously the correct time to be knowing the Yartzeit is Adar Aleph. Nevertheless, the Marivayel does quote from the Maril, not sure where, but now the Marils we have, that he said you should be knowing both Adars, and the Magen Avraham and the Gra seems to assume that it's actually Mikra Adin, that both Adars are really Adars. Magen Avraham connects it to Nedarim, as we began with, because when it comes to Neder, he thinks this is really based on Lashem. The other Marimins didn't think that, but basically Yartzeit is a Tanis that you accept upon yourself. So he says that in principle, if possible, you should be knowing that in both months. Because Me'ikar Adin, they both have a din of Adar. Megillah, the Gemara, has its own cheshbon. But he says, since the Yartzeit anyway, it's all your minhag, so there's what to be makel about if you only want to be Noheg the first month. Rabbi Carr points out in the Sefer Hilchos Avelos that even though it's appropriate for an Avel to be Noheg both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni this year, the Yartzeit, but in Adar Sheni, he wouldn't have precedence over other Chiyuvim. In Adar Rishon, he knock off a Chiyuv, Adar Sheni, not.